There is no other place on earth that pays homage to the incredible and ever-changing spirit of water like Rome. This extraordinary work of art is more than just a sculpture. It's a triumphant example of Baroque art, whose depictions of nature and imaginary creatures embody the movement of water as the soul of the world. The fountain is a true wonder, a jewel of stone and gushing water. You can already hear its presence from the nearby streets. Indeed, as you get closer, the sound of its rushing waters grows more intense, exploding in a crescendo in the square where the visitor discovers a breathtaking sight. Suddenly, the space seems to open out and you find yourself before a symbolic representation of this great force of nature, a tumultuous spring that seems to flow directly out of the ground. The effects of light and shade on the marble make the wind seem to billow through the drapes and locks of the statue's hair, agitating the waves, creating an extraordinarily intense and spectacular scene. In this Baroque creation, the architectural elements seem to have been sculpted by the force of this vital liquid. Even the palace in the background blends perfectly with the composition in an alternating play of space and mass that gives an air of movement to the entire scene. This incredible work is a gigantic homage to the god of the sea, to recall the aqueduct built in his honor. Mythological characters give dynamic movement to the composition. The two seahorses symbolize the states of the sea, one calm, the other agitated. The horses are guided by two tritons, demigods half man, half fish, one of which blows powerfully into a seashell whose sound was capable of calming tempestuous waters while announcing the arrival of the god of the sea. Rising at the center from inside a semicircle surrounded by columns, the god Ocean dominates the scene and majestically views the great shell-shaped pool that represents his watery domain. At either side of the god, two statues placed in niches represent the personification of the abundance and health-giving properties of water. The aqueduct's origins are recalled by two friezes up above, Agrippa to the left, approving the project, and to the right, the maiden showing the thirsty soldiers the spring. Still higher, completing the scene, the marble escutcheon of Clement XII and the statues representing the four seasons. Naturally, curiosities and legends regarding the fountain abound. In the middle of the fountain, there is a bishop's hat in travertine that seems as though it were simply tossed there, probably a criticism of the papacy. Another item that attracts the spectator's gaze is a large vase to the right of the fountain. The Romans have named it the Ace of Cups. It seems it was placed there by Salvi himself during the construction. He was tired of hearing the constant critiques of a barber who had his shop on that side of the fountain. The enormous vase totally blocked the view of the worksite, so that the petulant barber could no longer observe nor comment on the work in progress. The most famous legend regarding the fountain assures that it's good luck to throw a coin over your shoulder into it, and in this way, you'll be sure to return to the Eternal City. On the right, there is the little fountain of love. It reminds lovers that if the fiancé has to leave, they must necessarily drink from the little fountain, then break the glass to remain tied to both the city and his bride-to-be. The fountain is so famous all over the world that there have been attempts to copy it. In 1919, an American tried in vain to recreate the fountain in his garden, putting up $14 million for the job. He failed due to the enormous size of the project. The cinema has also paid homage many times to the fountain, most famous of which is the scene from Federico Fellini's La Dolce Vita, in which a sensual Anita Ekberg seductively wades into the pool, inviting an incredulous Marcello Mastroianni to follow her. Many remember the fountain like that, a concentration of beauty and life and movement, around which the water is at the same time protagonist, scenery, and soundtrack. If you like this guide, why not buy the full MP3 version or as an exclusive application for iPhone? Find out more at italyguides.it or in the iTunes App Store.